All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the 2017-2018 NBA season got off to a slow start for the Boston Celtics, and it was, you know, unfortunately capped off by that horrific injury that we saw small forward Gordon Hayward suffer in the season-opening loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, Boston began the season by dropping their first two. However, since then, the Seas have rattled off 8 consecutive victories, including a win last night on the road versus the Atlanta Hawks. And a big part of that is the acquisition of point guard Kyrie Irving, who has been playing like a man possessed this season. So far, Irving is averaging 21 points per contest to go along with 5.6 assists and 2.4 steals, which included him pouring in 35 points and 7 assists, including a key basket coming down the stretch last night in the victory over Atlanta. Now, last year, small forward Jaylen Brown was selected 3rd overall by Boston, and he is really beginning to come into his own, and I expected that this season. You look at Hayward right now, he is averaging nearly 16 points per contest to go along with 6.5 boards. And another big contributor so far for the Celtics has been rookie small forward Jason Tatum, who is pouring in with about 13.5 points and 6 boards himself this season. And coming in, I said Tatum along with Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers were going to be the front runners for the NBA's Rookie of the Year award, and they are not proving me wrong at this point. I think Tatum has the potential to be a phenomenal player, making several all-star games, and then you also look at the athleticism of Brown, and I think playing alongside a guy like Irving, as well as having a unselfish big man like Al Horford, I think that really makes things go for this team. And you look at Brad Stevens, this guy can coach. The Celtics' record since he's been the head coach has improved in every single year. And Danny Ainge, this team's general manager, really has his finger on the pulse of his club. And Boston, I really think, was equipped to overcome the Hayward injury due to the fact of their depth at the small forward position, the hunger of Kyrie Irving as he wanted to prove that he just wasn't the little brother, so to speak, of LeBron James, and he wanted to go out there and make a name for himself and show that he could carry a franchise as well. And I think the Celtics right now, with the role that they're on, they're 8-2. You're seeing the struggles of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the East. You're also seeing the struggles of the Washington Wizards in the Eastern Conference as well. I know it is still early, but barring something unforeseen, I think Boston is going to finish with the best record in the Eastern Conference. Will it amount to a trip to the NBA Finals? We'll have to wait and see. But you look at Boston right now, they are hungry. And I think this team has something to prove. And it's not just Kyrie. I think these guys have gelled very quickly. I think Brad Stevens is one of the better coaches in the NBA. He knows how to get the most out of his players and then some, and he doesn't push too much. And that is a finite skill that he has right there. And you look at this club right now, I think they could really do some damage. You look at Boston's upcoming schedule. They're home for the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow night. Then they're home for the Charlotte Hornets on Friday. And then they have a home game this Sunday afternoon versus the Toronto Raptors. Then they'll be on the road to take on the Brooklyn Nets next Tuesday, while they will be back home next Thursday to take on the Golden State Warriors in a TNT affair before they hit the road for 3 consecutive games. So you're looking at it right now. I think while Cleveland is trying to figure it out, and the same thing can be said about Washington, Boston is really ready to put some distance between themselves and the other contenders in the Eastern Conference. And if Kyrie Irving continues on the pace that he is right now, granted, he'll have to get his points per game up a little bit, but you might want to consider this guy being an MVP candidate. That's the type of impact I think that he can have on his team. And I think it takes nothing away from Isaiah Thomas and what he was able to accomplish for the Celtics last year. But Kyrie he just has a little extra sizzle that he is bringing to the table for the Celtics club right now. And I, like I said before, I think that hunger on his part is going to be a difference. So the start has been good for the Boston Celtics, and for their sake, I think better things are on the horizon this season. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, the Cyclones will commence their 2018 season next June. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 10 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.